USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A migrant caravan en route to the U.S. has crossed into southern Mexico. Mike Garcia, a resident of Eagle Pass, Texas, characterizes the situation as thousands have already entered the U.S. through the border town in the past week.
It's just overwhelming, and people need to understand that. This is not a problem that's just our problem because the folks aren't staying here. There's not enough resources for them. They're going other places. It's everybody's problem.
Thousands of migrants from Central and South America entered the Mexican state of Chiapas, with some of them carrying a large banner that read, Exodus from Poverty. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas, meanwhile, are in Mexico, meeting with President López Obrador. The focal point of discussions will be the unprecedented migration and border security challenges. House Republicans are currently probing allegations that President Biden may have advised his son Hunter not to cooperate with their impeachment inquiry into the president. Representatives James Comer and Jim Jordan are requesting documents from the White House to find out whether the president instructed his son to disregard a congressional subpoena for closed-door testimony earlier this month. Special Counsel Jack Smith is submitting a motion to prevent former President Trump from launching political attacks during the trial. Smith argues that Trump is attempting to introduce partisan political attacks and irrelevant and prejudicial issues into the case. The charges against the former president involve allegations of conspiring to overturn the 2020 election. In southwest Miami-Dade County on Wednesday afternoon, a helicopter crash claimed the life of a man and left a woman hospitalized.
The helicopter was seen at about 1:08 p.m. Going down, and that's how the calls came in. And we had multiple tactical rescue personnel here along with their Air Rescue South and Miami-Dade Police Department South District units that responded.
Miami-Dade Police Detective Alvaro Zabaleta. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Details of the cost of President Biden's extravagant event at the San Francisco Exploratorium during the APEC summit are emerging. According to the San Francisco Standard, that gala cost $8 million and was funded by a dedicated nonprofit established for APEC. The nonprofit received donations totaling $20 million from prominent entities like Salesforce, Apple, Graton Casino, and others. The event hosted a notable gathering of Democratic Party leaders and foreign dignitaries, with pop superstar Gwen Stefani performing. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is tired of preaching about immigration taking over his city.
You know, cities should not be handling national problems. And so I don't have the real understanding of, I'm hoping that our national leaders understand that it come a real immigration reform, a decompression strategy, pick up the price tag of this issue.
He told reporters that he's been talking about it for months and only now are people starting to pay attention and realize that he was right. He said most major cities that are dealing with this shouldn't be, and the federal government isn't doing their job. Approval for an asthma treatment with potential benefits for reducing food allergies in children is nearing realization, with a possible approval by the end of March. Early results from a federally funded clinical trial reveal that the antibody injection known as Xolair aids recipients in consuming peanuts, eggs, milk, and cashews without triggering their allergic reactions. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.